Hi everybody. Here I'm going to present some results we got in the study titled Application of Numerical Simulations for Optimization of Soil-Based Culture Systems. There is an increasing demand for food with growing population to more than 8 billion by 2024. So soilless culture could be beneficial in this regard by providing better control over the effective factors that affect the plant growth, and also by with increasing the crop yields, especially for the in the arid and semi-arid areas. So the setup we are considering here is a series of containers. Each has five tomato plants and a drip irrigation system. So for this presentation, we consider coconut core as the substrate to examine the nutrient uptake, which includes nitrogen and phosphorus with different irrigation scenarios we're considering. For the numerical simulations, we used Hydrus 3D. So, the preliminary results show that the phosphorus uptake is increased by applying irrigation at higher rates, but this was not the case in the case of nitrogen uptake. And also we observe that the irrigation frequency had no recognizable effect on the overall of nitrogen and also phosphorus uptake by the plant roots. And also, moreover, the water loss, which was mainly due to the evaporation, was lower when we applied irrigation at lower frequencies. So, thanks for your attention. So, and please come and see my poster. So, any questions?
I have a question. So, if you used Hydrus, you said, right?
Yep.
And you're modeling a cocoa fiber?
Yep.
So, how does that work with the buffering capacity? Because I think of soil, you know, soil has this incredible buffering capacity. How does that change, and how do you represent that in the model, the change in the buffering capacity?
Buffering, I mean, in the case of, for instance, phosphorus or nitrogen absorption.
Yes, and then movement through the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Like basically, how are you characterizing that the cocoa fiber in the model?
Yeah.
Physically.
You know, we measured for phosphorus, we measured the adsorption isotherm. Mm-hmm. So we are using the Langmuir model, and that's it. I think the Hydrus takes care of the rest. Seem right?
And have you, or are you going to validate your results against actual in-situ growing experiments or pot?
Yes, we are. There are some parallel experiments in the greenhouse. We're waiting for the results.
Thank you.